Chapter 12. The amputation was the least of Nek Boatu's wounds, but it was the most visible, with the stump of the arm resting atop a pillow next to the old Bothan's chest. His thick fur had been shaved away to just above the elbow, where the end of the limb was wrapped in a white, seepage-stained bandage. His midsection had been cut and burned so badly that even a 2-1B XS combat trauma surgical droid had required 30 hours to repair and replace the damaged organs. And now his torso lay completely hidden beneath a hard-shelled Bactobath body cast. It reminded Dalla of the ribbed blast armor that her turbolaser crews had worn, back when she had actually commanded Star Destroyers.
"The trouble with the lightsaber amputations is they cauterize,"
Dr. Esai was saying. A golden-furred Bothan of about Boatu's age, Esai was a highly acclaimed orthopedist specializing in his own species.
"You see, a Bothan nerves can't be stimulated to reattach after they've been burned apart."
Dalla raised her hands in a wave of indifference.
"Nek is an old soldier. He lost more important things than an arm."
She motioned toward the holographic brain activity image floating above the head of his bed. At the moment, it looked like a heavy sea, with high swells rolling from one end to another.
"That's what we can't afford to lose. How long before he awakens?"
Isai's ears flattened.
"Comas are hardly my area of expertise, Chief Dalla," he said. "I'm just here to take..."
"Now would be a very bad time to put a plate of poodoo in front of me,"
Dalla interrupted. She continued to look at Boatu as she spoke, wishing they could tape his eyes shut. An FX medical assistant droid had told her that exposing the patient to visual stimuli, such as the vid screen hanging above his bed, increased the likelihood he would eventually awaken. But it also made him look dead, especially with the moisture preservative making his eyes glisten, and she did not like seeing Boatu that way.
"You've had training. How long before I have my chief of the Navy back?"
Esai allowed a low snort of discomfort to escape his snout.
"I'm not a neurologist," he said. "But I doubt anyone can give you the answer you're looking for."
Dalla sighed.
"That bad?"
She let her chin drop, then said,
"Okay. Tell me what you do know."
Esai's voice developed a note of arrogance.
"That's what I'm trying to do, Chief Dalla."
He stepped closer to the head of the bed and slipped a leathery finger into the holograph.
"Brain images are fairly easy to read, at least on a superficial level. These rolling waves indicate there is activity, but it's very deep and non-reactive. Something is definitely happening in there, but I doubt it's a reaction to us or anything in his external environment."
"I believe that's because the waves are rounded and regular, correct?"
This question came from the other side of the bed, where Boatu's chief aide-de-camp, Reinog Asokeji, was standing. A Bith male with an old burn scar across the cheek folds on one side of his face. Asokeji had angrily accused Dalla of ordering the assassination attempt in retaliation for Boatu's secret effort to work out a compromise with Hamner. To his surprise, and Dalla's too, she hadn't grown angry at him in return. Instead, she had praised his courage in defending his superior, then advised him to ask permission the next time he felt the need to speak frankly. The pair had been on good terms since.